Okay, we're back. More Bounce to the Ounce here with the NBA playoffs. Yes, the NBA playoffs. We're off and rolling. So some of the games that, Bill, we need to talk about. First of all, we'll go over the field for the playoffs. I know you really feel that there's only a couple teams that matter here. But, you know, we do have Houston and Minnesota. We have Oklahoma City and Utah. We have Portland and New Orleans. We have Golden State and Sacramento. Now, Golden State, as of this recording, is up 2-0, so that should be interesting. And Curry is still out. So what? I'm not sure exactly when he will be back, but one of the things I mentioned to you earlier as well, when the injury first occurred, they said, well, he'll be back for the playoffs. So the playoffs are here, and I said, at that time, there's no guarantee, so we need to really take a look at that moving forward. And that was the West, and the setup in the East, we have Toronto and Washington, Cleveland and Indiana, Philadelphia and Miami. That's a real good series. Those two teams just played Monday night, and the way Wade really took Philadelphia to school. And one of the things he said as far as what got into him was was Kevin Hart. So someone that's not even playing basketball, he said had an impact, because you know when you have those courtside
Spike seats, Lee types,
there's a lot of things you can do. So I guess Kevin Hart was trying to get into his head, yeah, and it backfired. So if I were Kevin Hart, being a 76ers fan, I would just sit back and not say anything and just root for my team. And then the other game is Boston and Milwaukee. So we all know Kyrie is out. Boston is still looking for a way to be successful. And Milwaukee, we'll see what they might be able to do. So just taking a look at the game that I talked about, Miami and the 76ers, Miami won Monday night 113-103, and they tied the series up 1-1. Now the series goes back to Miami. As we know, the 76ers, they're a real talented team. However, they have to stay healthy. This is a team that I believe won 15 games going into the playoffs. So that's what you want to do. Darren, going into the NBA playoffs, you want to be hot.
Right.
And I believe Philadelphia was the hottest team in the NBA. However, right now they're tied 1-1. Myself personally, I feel that Philadelphia win this series in 6 games, 4-2. So I think Miami will have an opportunity to take at least one at home. You would think they want one on the road, so I think they would at least win one at home.
Well, let's chip away at that with the former NBA player. So, Darren, I'm sure you concur with Kevin that Boston beats Milwaukee.
Yeah, I would say so.
No problem there. And are you in agreement with Philadelphia taking out Miami when it's all said and done?
I think that series could be a little more interesting just because I feel Philadelphia's young. We all know that they have an immense amount of talent. But I don't know, just being old school, you know, thinking of Pat Riley, mm-hmm, and how he builds stuff down there, and Eric Spoelstra, and having Wade back, it seems like they just might have a little bit of experience and continuity, and maybe they push this longer than people think.
Now keep in mind, if I can hold you up there, because Embiid hasn't played yet in this series.
Right.
So he's hurt. So,
and that's also another concern, is Embiid not being full strength.
Exactly. So once he comes back, that's a major piece that's being added to Philadelphia's arsenal,
right,
as well as their age. This is a very young team. So you really need endurance in the playoffs, and I just see Philadelphia at full strength anyway, being able to really wear Miami down.
And can Wade resurrect night after night? I mean, how many resurrections does he have left in him?
No,
that was a monumental effort he put forth.
I don't see him being able to do everything. I just think with him back and
the old guys putting it together,
you know, it's almost like just try to win that series, and that would be like their Super Bowl type of thing.
All right, let's go back to Kev on Cleveland and Indiana and Toronto and Washington. Where are you at with this?
Well, I think Philly's going to win, though. Let me add that. I think it might go seven, though.
I got Philly, too.
So Cleveland, Indiana is really, I think, believe it or not, is a series that is up for grabs. And the reason I'm saying it's a series up to grabs, Cleveland basically has a very – they're a very young team, but this is the first time that they've been in the playoffs with this group. And there's a lot of uncertainty in Cleveland regarding will LeBron James come back. That's a cloud that is hanging over their head right now.
Again?
Over their heads. Again.
Is that cloud back in Cleveland again?
It's back again. And LeBron is just trying to keep them honest and really put himself in the best position. But from a series standpoint, I'm trying to think of his name. I want to make sure I pronounce it right. Help me out here, Bill. Trev.
Playing for who? Playing for who?
Number four for the Pacers.
Victor Oladipo.
Oladipo. There we go. Oladipo. He's really a very solid player. And he's really having a major impact on this series. And I'm not sure what... As well as Stevenson on the defensive side. So when you take a look at what Cleveland could put together to stop those two individuals offensively and defensively, I'm not sure what adjustments that could be made, because keep in mind as well, Kyrie is no longer there.
Right.
And he was a major piece to what Cleveland did.
Absolutely.
So now really the bulk of the pressure again is on LeBron. And you have Kevin Love, who needs to step up his game, and we'll just have to see if he'll be able to do that.
And I think Kevin wants out of Cleveland, too. And real quick, Star, having seen LeBron play recently, you said you went up to a couple games in Cleveland. You had a taste of Jordan, and you saw the tail end of Kareem and the beginning of Shaq and a little bit of Kobe. So where you put LeBron on your all-time greatest list?
He's got to be – it's him and Michael Jordan to me.
One and one.
Well, it's the top two. You know, and then I still have a soft spot for Jordan. I feel like Jordan is the best ever, but LeBron's at the end of the day going to probably break every record, points, assists, at least.
I had the great fortune of meeting Bill Russell some years ago, probably. How long's LeBron been in the league?
I think 15 years.
15 years. So this is going back about 13 years. I've met Bill Russell in a special event here in Pittsburgh at the History Center, and he said then LeBron will be the best player ever when it's all said and done. He said that in LeBron's second year. So you're not by yourself in that. What's wrong with you? Did somebody say something?
Well, it's very hard to say who the best player ever
is. You can have an opinion.
You can have an
opinion.
Well,
I asked for his opinion.
I just said it was very hard.
Well, I asked for his opinion.
In the NBA, we're talking about a lot of great players, a lot of great players that are overlooked.
Well,
like
who's,
you mentioned
who's,
last week, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I was just going to say. I would add Kareem to that. Kareem is definitely, I pick three, he might be the best ever.
He's quite possible. It's hard to not make
that
Kareem the best
I always
ever.
Say that when I talk to people.
Yeah,
and he gets left out a lot. But
he's only saying that because
I told him
about Kareem.
And you have Bill Russell. You have Wilt the Stilt.
Well, we're not arguing against them. I just asked the man for his opinion.
And you asked me for my opinion.
Well, pick one. You're naming a whole team.
I said it was very difficult.
Well, give me one.
To pick one.
Who's your greatest player of all time in your mind?
The greatest player of all time, I would probably
I would probably have to go with Jordan.
All right, well, that's fine. Now, how hard was that? Now, look, Kim, well, Toronto, Washington, where are you at?
I'm Toronto.
My long shot. My short long shot.
That's Toronto. That's a pretty solid pick with the season that they had and Washington's situation as well. I just think they have too much going against Washington.
In all seriousness, do you think Toronto now can win the East now that Cleveland is faltering? Is that your pick out of the East?
I think Toronto has an opportunity, and I think
– No, you have Philly coming out of the East. No, I did not.
I said Philly would win a couple series.
You changed so often.
But I did not say they would win. I made that clear last week.
Because you changed so often.
I made that clear.
I don't think Philly gets past Boston.
I think Philly does get past Boston because Kyrie is not there.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big difference. I think Philadelphia has too much talent compared to Boston at this point. Now, next year, Boston come back healthy. It's a totally different story with Kyrie and also the guy that they lost at the beginning of the year that came from Utah. And
I'm gonna go with a long shot here. I'm gonna go Boston and Indiana to come out of the East.
Let's do this, Kevin. We can come back because Stars got to get out of here in a minute. So you got Boston playing Philly, and you got Boston winning that matchup, and you've got Indiana. You got Indiana playing Toronto.
Yeah, and then beating Toronto.
And beating Toronto. So you don't have Indiana playing Boston in the East.
Yeah.
Oh, you're crazy. All right, so wait, he's my invited guest, so I can tell him he's crazy. Now, look, let's jump to the West real quick. We'll come back to this, Kevin.
And just so I can put it out there, I have Toronto and Philly with Toronto winning.
I'll go with
In the East.
I'll go with that. You know, Darren Morningstar may have taken a couple whacks from Shaq. And
exactly.
You know, maybe he's
– have
I'm just going for a sleeper pick. Doesn't Barkley usually wrong?
And you got some Boston.
I actually believe you still got some Boston in you. I actually think Toronto, Cleveland, Boston, Philly are probably the best team. I'm going for a little sleeper.
You still got a little Boston.
I'm going to go Boston plays Golden State in the championship.
You got a little Boston. Yeah, that's okay. You went home. All right, take us to the West real quick, Kevin, and then we'll come back to it.
Well, again, in the West, I went through one time, but I have Houston and Golden State meeting up in the Western Conference Finals.
So you got Houston beating Minnesota. You got OKC beating Utah. You got Golden State beating
Portland over New Orleans.
New Orleans, and you got Golden State beating San Antonio. San Antonio is a lot like Miami, struggling on old school wisdom, intelligence, fortitude, get it done.
Losing Kawhi Leonard hurt them, though.
But a little bit lack of talent.
And what's going on there? I mean, they had a team meeting asking Kawhi if he would be back.
Yeah.
And it's being said that they had to have approval from the coach in order to even have that type of meeting. Is he done in San Antonio?
I don't know. That's a good question. He might be.
Well, I would take Leonard and Bell, the running back for the Steelers, and put them both on the same bus out of town. Now, before we let that – hold that thought.
Before we let Darren, you do have issues. Let me just put that out there again.
Well, admittedly, I've had four concussions, I admit to. But before we let Darren Morningstar get out of here, I want to get his quick observation on the new Pitt coach, Jeff Capel.
Real quick, I'm gonna go Oak City upsetting Houston. Capel. I'm going to go Oak City upsetting Houston. And then Golden State beats Oak City.
All right, we'll take that from you. We'll take that. What did I say? Capel. It's Capel.
And then why do you say that?
I think Paul George being there. I Westbrook might be my first pick if I had a draft.
Right
Westbrook's,
now,
Westbrook's badass to me.
You take him over LeBron right now.
Man, if I'm starting a team, he's one.
Come on now.
He's one, two, three. Care. I mean, I'm picking him over LeBron right now. Because LeBron, because he's a lot younger than LeBron.
Well, you can't contradict yourself. You just said LeBron James was the best basketball player in the history of the NBA.
I said Jordan.
Oh, did you say Jordan?
And I said LeBron's too.
Okay.
But Westbrook today might be my number one today.
You may not be by yourself. You may not be by yourself.
I love Durant. I love Durant, but I might pick Westbrook.
But something about Westbrook doesn't allow for total team chemistry.
Right.
Something about he's a great guy. He's a team player.
Right.
But this one speed thing just doesn't allow for team chemistry that might allow his team to win a title.
But I think he might be able to will them through Houston. And then I think Golden State might have a little too much.
And
I think Oak City could be a tough out.
Paul George just had 36 points. I believe it was Sunday night, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So I tell you what, if he could continue that throughout the playoffs, Oklahoma City will be a hard out.
Yeah, I think it'll be a hard out.
Now hold that thought. I got to get your feeling on the new Pitt hire.
Okay.
You're a Pitt alumni. You're one of the former great Pitt basketball players. You were at the press conference, so how do you feel about the hire, and what do you see for the future?
I've told people I love the hire. I think Pitt hit a home run. The program obviously fell on hard times over the last couple of years. I think Jeff will not only be able to restore the program, I think he's going to be able to recruit at a high level. And I know Pitt's not the easiest place to recruit, but I think he's going to do a great job, and I think – we're going to see fans return back to the Pete, and I think we're going to restore a lot of the pride that the Pitt Panthers had.
Any comment on Kevin Stallings? You're welcome to stay away if you want.
No, I'll touch on this, and this is probably against what most people would say, and people are going to laugh at me. I got invited to Stallings' press conference, and I didn't make it, not for any reason. I just couldn't make it. So I never had a chance to actually meet him, and I got invited to some different things, and I just wasn't able to meet him. And when anyone ever asked me about Kevin Stallings, what I'd always say is he seems like a good enough guy. He seems like a good enough coach. And for whatever reason, it just didn't work. I mean, I don't have a good or bad thing to say about him. I know when you lose a whole team and you bring in 10 new guys and then Ryan Luther's your only guy left and he doesn't play because he's hurt. I mean, you've been around the game a long time. It's not. It's pretty easy to lose a lot of games.
And they lost a lot of games just purely due to lack of talent.
Just lack of talent.
I mean, it was like a JV. I think those guys fought.
I think they scuffled. They fought, but it was like, you know, the game. You go to a lot of the games. Yeah. It was like watching JV play in a varsity.
Yeah, I was at every home game.
Yeah.
And they fought, and they gave it what they had. And they made mistakes, and they took bad shots, and you know that. But that comes with.
No, I do not want to hear – that they fought.
The players fought.
That they played.
You weren't
hard.
At a home. You weren't
Darren,
at a game.
I could get 12 you guys off the street
game.
That'll play hard. And like you said, it's all about talent.
I don't know, because the year before, in my opinion, I thought they had a lot of talent. When they had Mike Young and they had Artis.
Yeah.
I like those guys. I thought they were a lot of. I thought those guys were really talented, and I did
go
to some.
Talent.
And I did go to some of those games. I did not think they fought. I did not think they fought like I thought they could.
Well,
part of it was bad coaching.
That's basically what it came down to. It was bad coaching because they had some talent that particular year. As a coach, one of the main responsibilities for a coach is to motivate the team.
Right.
So if they weren't motivated, that was on the coach, and I heard a lot of different things behind closed doors regarding issues with that particular team. That's one of the reasons Cameron Johnson went down to North Carolina, because there was and the same thing with the guy from Jeter from Beaver Falls. I understand that in public, everything was fine, but behind closed doors,
another thing,
there were problems.
I think you make a lot of good points. Another thing, what people don't realize a lot with basketball, and you guys know this from all the years of watching and playing, it reminded me of Willard's team here at Pitt. Willard had about five guys that could play, and then it dropped off considerably. And when you're trying to play in the ACC or the old Big East with five guys, you just don't have a shot in hell. And to be fair to those guys, when you only have five guys playing 38, 40 minutes apiece, You're not going to be able to play hard the whole game when other teams like Carolina and Duke are subbing in.
And they're bringing waves.
8, 9, 10 guys. They're bringing waves. Yeah. And you're already beat up from the first wave. Now you're playing the second wave with no break. I think that is partly.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying to Kevin, because I was at every home game. Those guys gave you what
they played
they
hard.
Had.
I agree with you on that.
They just didn't have enough talent. They just didn't have enough talent to beat the talent they were playing
and
against.
And that's on the coach. When you don't have enough talent in.
Well, in college. You got to recruit,
but when you, when you got to bring in a whole new squad and you don't have one player on the, team.
And you got to recruit people.
I don't think anybody, I don't think Mike Krzyzewski would be able to bring in.
But you have to take a look at his total record as well. Before he came to Pitt, he had a record. And you have to look at what he did
before
he showed up.
Yeah, there's no argument there. Kevin Stallings was a big part of the problem. I don't buy into the. His major responsibility is to motivate the team.
Definitely as a coach.
No, as every coach will tell you, if I have to motivate you, I don't need you.
No, not
the motivation is on you.
That's a big part.
That's part of it. That's not
the responsible for bringing the best out of every player. And you might have to do it in different ways.
Well, that's not the number one responsibility.
What do you think, Darren?
That's not his number one responsibility.
I know that the number one thing Mike Krzyzewski looks for in a player, and I know he can get any player pretty much in the country. He looks for a guy that can motor. Above all else, you know.
Can you go?
Yeah. And, you know, the one thing that I would agree with what Bill said is, you know, a player's got to have enough determination and want to in them.
When he wakes up
to come out every day and play hard. And not everybody has that. You know, some guys go through the motions in practice, not only in college, but even the pros. Sometimes guys in the pros like Okafor. I was a big Okafor fan at Duke. And everyone I talk to says he's a bum because he can't defend anybody. But I thought he had a great offensive game. So to me, without going to see him play every day, I'm assuming that he doesn't go hard every day.
I don't care what level you're at. You always should be motivated. And it takes others at times to motivate you as well.
Right.
And as a coach, that's one of your main responsibilities, is to motivate your team.
But you said it's his main responsibility. But I agree.
A good coach should and will motivate you. And I think Jeff Capel will do that for sure.
And you don't know this because you're from Washington, so you don't really know this. But you've been around enough because your daughter just got a
scholarship
to go to Notre Dame.
Well, my oldest daughter
is at Notre
has
Dame.
A scholarship at Notre Dame for volleyball.
Right. Mm.
And she's had a great career there so far. She's a junior. And my middle daughter, Piper, got a full scholarship to Radford. That's in the Big South, and they play Division I. And they're very good.
Nice. Basketball player.
Basketball.
So easy.
And then my little one's a freshman. She's going to be either or, but I think probably volleyball.
So easy street, huh?
She's a freshman where?
Getting it done.
At North Allegheny High
North Allegheny,
School.
Okay.
Getting it done. That's wonderful,
she's,
man.
She's getting recruited.
Three girls, huh?
For volleyball. So.
Nice.
Three girls, no sons?
Three girls. No boys.
But you're good.
I'm probably lucky because I think I'd have been too hard on the boys.
Yeah. Well, listen, I was going to explain to you. You've been around long enough to know how the WPIL works. And sometimes Kevin gives you a sense of what goes on in Division II. I'm a quad A guy. I went to Penn Hills, played at Penn Hills. We have a way different way of thinking out there. Star than they do in Aliquippa, Division II, lower rank competition.
And we would beat you any given day.
Well,
Penn Hills, any given
have
day.
You?
We've beaten the Penn Hills, the Mount Lebanons,
so on and so forth. When'd you beat Penn Hills?
I'm saying at that level, the Newcastles, so on and so forth.
Have you beaten Penn Hills?
Have we played Penn Hills?
Well, that's the question.
Thank you. I'm asking you. You go back and look and see.
Well, if you shy away from playing Penn Hills.
I will take Kevin's side here. I've seen Aliquippa in different games.
I'm not saying they're the number one team in the area.
Thank
you.
I've seen some of the teams they've produced.
The people that
they can play. They can play to 6A's.
Well, you know what else happens, Star. You know what else happens. When you start stealing players from different
not
places
at all.
To make your team better.
So, I tell you what. You take your
– I don't start these rumors,
right.
Star. I'm just telling you what people say.
So, you take your NFL players from Penn Hills. I'll take my NFL players from Aliquippa, and they could get at it. Now, who do you like?
Well, what I like is Darren Star coming by the Soul Take Champions Live. We appreciate you coming, Star. Even though you don't want to go, you got to go, man.
I do want to stay. I'm having fun.
Well, we'll have you back.
Okay.
When this NBA thing gets cracking, we'll have you back. And we got you locked in for – you got his picks locked in, Kev? So when he comes back, he can't say he said something else. You got him Boston.
I had Indiana, Boston, Boston going to the championship. And
Golden State.
Golden State, and Houston. Oak City.
It's all recorded.
State. Okay, you're good.
Golden State going to the championship.
So when he comes back, he doesn't change his tune.
I might not hit any of them. I'm trying to go off-road in there a little bit.
And I just want to hit Darren up on a little bit of hockey. Do you follow hockey?
I actually have a little bit lately.
Okay.
I went to the first two games of the Flyer Penguins.
Who do you like in the NHL?
Can the
Penguins repeat? Or I should say three-peat.
I think the Penguins can. But I look back at some of these teams, you know, like when Jordan played. When you go through the playoffs and have those long, long years, and then, you know, some of those guys like Jordan play in the Olympics, a lot of the Penguins have had long seasons. And when I do watch them, sometimes it feels like maybe they don't have enough left in the tank to go all the way.
You know what
But I do like them. I know they have the talent to do it. I'd like to see them do it.
So it'd be nice for the Penguins to win against Philly 4-1 and get a little rest, and hopefully that would help in the process.
I don't
know
enough to be
well.
Honest about the league, the hockey league, to tell you who's
the team
to beat. But I think the Penguins could do it.
I know zero about it, but I get a sense that Crosby and the boys know they're going to do it. I get a sense that they know. They've been laying low a little bit here and there, and I get a sense that they know this is three-peat time. This is an opportunity to really grab on the history and shake it like it hasn't been shaken in I have a sense that they're about to unleash hell on whoever's coming up next.
Because they do have depth. I know that from the hockey guys I talked to.
I did want to ask one more.
Okay.
If you were done with that, Kevin.
Go ahead.
No, I want you, because you said you saw LeBron. What was that like? As an ex-player, thinking?
The thing that amazed me about LeBron, we all know how great he is, and I've seen him play before, but at the level he's playing at for his age, that just blows me away. To be in the NBA 15 years and still exploding
seems
at the
like
basket.
Yesterday, doesn't it?
But exploding at the basket the way he does, and just the way the way he motors when he wants to, and the way he explodes everywhere. Yeah. You know how
it's a testament to his workout.
He works hard.
Mind, he went into the NBA right after high school well. So
yeah,
that matters. Hey, look, we got to take a break. We got to thank Darren Morningstar, D Star, for coming by to Soul Take Champions Live. And remind all of our listeners that this show will drop Wednesday at 7:00. You'll be able to tune in. Kevin Cameron will give you those details very shortly. D-Star, thanks for coming, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
You're the smartest guy to talk about basketball in the room today, I assure you.
I hope so. I don't know. You guys brought it pretty good.
Yeah, I assure you. All right, man, we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back in a moment with Soul Take Champions Live.
In your hand, you have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? No, think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year, not a month. Not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com. You can thank us later.